This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Storms packing rain, snow, and dangerous winds have hit the Midwest, spawning a possible tornado outside of St. Louis. That prompted an emergency declaration from Missouri's governor. The most violent weather was centered near the St. Louis suburb of Hazelwood last night. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported early today that homes and vehicles were damaged in the area. There were no immediate reports of serious injuries. National Weather Service officials said crews would be out today to assess whether a tornado had struck. The top budget writer in the Missouri Senate is threatening to defund the Department of Revenue's Motor Vehicles Division. As Marshall Griffin explains, he wants the department to stop scanning documents of applicants for driver's licenses, conceal and carry endorsements, and other licenses.
Republican Kurt Schaefer of Columbia chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. He says unless DOR officials begin cooperating in reverse course, he'll block the state DMV's budget from being passed.
The legislature's not going to be held hostage by an out-of-control agency to say, well, yeah, we didn't tell the public about it, the public doesn't like it, there are privacy concerns, we've now subjected Missourians to massive potential for ID theft, yet go ahead and give us that money anyway, and we'll talk to you later.
DOR officials say they began scanning documents for driver's licenses and concealed carry applicants to combat fraud, and that the information will not be shared with the federal government. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Meanwhile, the Missouri House gave first-round approval yesterday to a bill that would bar the Department of Revenue from scanning and storing documents for driver's and non-driver's license applications. The percentage of people who get health insurance through their employer has dropped significantly in Missouri during the past decade. A report released today by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation says that fewer than 63% of Missouri residents had employer-sponsored health insurance in 2011, down from 75% in 2000. Missouri's decline was greater than the national average of a roughly 10 percentage point drop. The report says the average annual premium doubled for employer health plans in Missouri during that time, and the share that employees were required to pay also rose. Next week, the Columbia City Council will vote to pass the Providence Road Improvement Plan. The council met Tuesday afternoon to discuss the plan and bring the new council members up to date. The primary controversy regarding the original plan, proposed last November, is that it would involve leveling 8 houses on Providence Road near the Stadium Boulevard intersection. Fifth Ward Councilwoman Laura Nauser says the council should figure out other means to improve the traffic situation there. The council also discussed expanding the right turn lane at the crossroad, with Stadium Boulevard moving the pedestrian crossing traffic light one street closer to the intersection. Fourth Ward Councilman Ian Thomas agrees that some lanes at Providence are used inefficiently, but says there is a bigger issue.
It's not anything like the efficiency loss of comparing all of those large SUVs with one or maybe two people in versus just a few of those people traveling on a good bus that runs frequently or a carpooling program that uses our resources more efficiently at a much lower public cost.
Thomas says he agrees that the city shouldn't plan for the 2% growth in traffic forever. Instead, improvements should be made to the public transit system. The council will vote on April 15th and May 5th. If the plan doesn't pass, the money would be spent to fund other programs. Missouri House Democrats are expressing concerns about a proposal to increase the state sales tax by a penny. The funding would go toward transportation projects. Senators last month approved a 1-cent sales tax that would generate nearly $8 billion over a decade to fund state and local transportation projects. The tax would require voter approval and would go back on a statewide ballot after 10 years. House Democratic leaders critiqued the measure in a letter sent yesterday to sponsoring Senator Mike Kehoe. Democrats say sales taxes have a disproportionate effect on the poor. They also said the measure would not set aside a dedicated portion to projects not involving highways and bridges and could not open the door to legislative involvement in selecting projects. The City of Columbia is collecting citizen opinions with a survey on city services. As KBIA's Brittany Crocker reports, a random sample of 2,400 Columbia residents is receiving surveys from the City of Columbia by mail and phone.
Residents not in the sampling group can fill the survey out online. Columbia Civic Relations Manager Tony Messina says accepting responses outside of the sampling group allows the city to gauge the public's view on city services more accurately.
We're attempting to capture citizens' perception of how well government is working for them.
The City of Columbia has been creating surveys like these with ETC consulting firm since 2003. Chris Tatham, a consultant who has worked with Columbia, says the surveys allow citizens to better participate in their government.
If you don't know what the community as a whole thinks, then how can you make sure that you're serving the needs of the community?
Messina says responses influence priorities in the city budget, such as last year's survey, when citizens' dissatisfaction with city roads after heavy snow urged the city council to put more money into the fiscal year 2012 budget to improve street maintenance.
We thought that anything we could do to increase the number of miles paved or the number of potholes addressed or the speed with which we could clear snow and debris from streets would help citizens feel more comfortable with how their streets were being maintained.
The city will close the survey in early May, and a consultant will present the results to the city council this spring. Brittany Crocker, KBIA News.
Columbia residents interested in participating in the city's survey can find it online at columbia2013survey.com. The Missouri Senate has passed a proposed constitutional amendment that would guarantee farmers' rights. The legislation originally would have barred voters from passing initiatives that would infringe on farmers' rights, but that portion was removed after opposition from senators concerned about blocking the petition process. Voters would have to approve the change to the Missouri Constitution. The measure passed the Senate 32-1 yesterday. It now returns to the House. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.